Advent is a time of waiting and reflection, looking forward with hope for God's promise and presence with us. It has long been a tradition that we focus on four themes: hope, peace, joy, and love. Each Advent week, we take one of these words and through the scriptures look at how we incorporate these values and attitudes into our living and God's world. In the last few years, the Advent resources have flipped hope and peace around. They want us to think about peace first. I have resisted the flip and continue to put hope first. And yesterday, I thought about that. I often encourage us to embrace change, to acknowledge that the world we live in is not a static place and that we need to find ways to live into the changes that are becoming more and more common. We can't be who we were, but we can be the best of who we are. In the last 100 years alone, technological change has transformed the world, making it easier to travel from one side of the globe to another, making it easier to speak to each other, if we choose to, at any time of day or night, no matter where we are. The world that we inhabit now is so very different than the one our great-great-grandparents lived in. So what is it that pushes me to resist this one change? I think it's because in my mind, if we don't have hope, if we can't look ahead at possibilities, if we can't see past the difficulties of life and the challenges, then we get stuck. We can't find peace if we won't look for solutions or change our behaviours. We can't live in joy if we won't open ourselves up to seeing something in the moment, feeling something in the moment that is more than we are. We don't experience the whole power of love, shared and received, if we won't open our hearts to possibilities. I think that a sense of hope for more than what is now is what pushes us into the realm of peace, joy, and love. Our scripture from the prophet Isaiah today offers a vision, a dream, a hope of a kingdom where people can get along. This section of the book of Isaiah speaks to us from a time of war and destruction in Assyria. The whole image of peace would have been very real hope for those living in times of destruction and terror. And the image of a shoot emerging from that is an image of fierce hope and immense courage. The symbolic vision of a world where predators and prey learn to be together is meant to offer possibilities of how to govern lands with peace and justice. Leaders and kings were often portrayed as those who would fight and kill lions. That dominance would show that they were fit for governance. It wasn't common for a king to live peacefully among lions. They fought with them. So in this context, Isaiah's vision of having lions and lambs together is about leaders fundamentally doing things differently and living with and creating peace among peoples. In this vision, the lion intentionally gives up its power, making space for the more vulnerable and marginalized in shared community. We all are predators and prey. We carry the capacity for both. We also carry precarious power and the potential for peace. This particular scripture challenges us to shift power dynamics so that space is intentionally made for one another. The weak are protected by the strong, and balance is possible. This is the hope of God's people living in turmoil, feeling like hunted lambs. This is a vision to work toward. It's not hard to compare Isaiah's world and ours, is it? It feels as though leaders around the world are fighting for power, showing their dominance by flexing power and taking down anyone who stands up against them. Yet these words of faith challenge the leaders and those who follow them to change directions, to look at doing things very differently, so that power, privilege, and life can be shared, and no one falls victim to put a crown on someone else. The second scripture we heard today is a reminder that we need to be aware that living without consideration of our words and actions on the world around is a recipe for disaster. We don't know, Jesus tells us, when we will be called to account for the decisions we have made. God had, probably has, a continuing dream and hope for the creation of the world. Our faith tells us that God's dream is one where we love and care for each other, where we treasure the earth that hosts our living. If God decided that today was the day to take an accounting of how we were doing, how would we fare? Would God see us fighting for ourselves or for our neighbours? Would God see us sacrificing others to the powerful? Would God see us shouting each other down instead of listening to each other's stories of feeling like prey to the world's predators? Or would God see us lifting up the vulnerable, looking for possibilities and ways of finding balance so that the powerful and weak will be teamed together? The voices of children will remind the adults of the dream of sharing. Safe space will be found for the vulnerable. God tells us to love fiercely, to fight for justice, to find ways of knowing the value of all of our neighbours, to put God first and ourselves last. This is God's dream, God's hope for the earth. As God's people of the way of love, this is surely what we are to strive to achieve. God has promised to be with us on the journey, to push us into thinking about ways where we can be fundamentally different in a world that seems to put self first. Let us move into Advent, open to the Spirit of God leading us into a world of hope. Let us look forward to ways of fiercely living God's hope for the world.